I apologize for your eardrums, so because I'll be coughing a lot throughout this. Also, no idea how long or short this will be, because it is all written out. I've gone through it, but maybe not exactly how I speak. But there's only one thing that's keeping track of how long or short this sermon is, and it's time. And time is what's being recorded on that clock, on your phones, that computer, that clock. It's everything. Time is what runs this life. Time's what runs everything. You know who runs time?
God.
Yeah. He started it. He'll end it. When? But it will be eternal after that. Or we won't even keep track of it. But in relative to time, our lives are pretty short. In the grand scheme of things, our lives are pretty short. Compared to the planet, how long it's existed, compared to the universe, the galaxy, to other animals, I'm not going to live as long as a tortoise, are you? Nope. We're all not. There are people that try to cheat time. I forget his name. Hold on. It's in my notes. His name is Brian Johnson. Spent $2 million on a team of 30 doctors to try to turn himself 18 again. He can't really do that. There's only one person that can turn you 18 again. But before I get into the real stuff, I want you, all of you, there's at least three of you, to remember two words throughout this. When I point at you, I want you to say them again. It's not yet. The two words are not yet. So time is what keeping track of this sermon, right? It's what runs us all. This march through life is run by none other than time. And who created time? We already went over that. We all know the answer to that question, but it will end when he says it does, but will it keep going? Will we keep track of it? Does eternity have an end? No, that's why it's eternity. Eternity is infinity. You know what's probably infinity? The universe. You know how big infinity is? Does anybody know how big infinity is? I know a guy. Not I know a guy, but this guy said it. I don't know a guy, but I know of a guy that said that the universe is, well, infinity is, imagine you, infinite of you, doing the exact same things that you're doing in this life to the second, to the millisecond, to the nanosecond, infinite times. Do you know how much that is? That's a lot. That is a lot. Because our minds can't grasp infinity. Our minds can't grasp a million. Go in your head and close your eyes and try to count a million things. So you can't, because it's really, unless you're a prodigy who's willing to sit there for hours, is not going to be able to count to a million of things. But we weren't made to be immortal. I've learned that actually pretty recently. But we're made to one day be. Not us, really, but us. But we will be resurrected when? I don't know. The Bible never says when, just says that we will. People say that it's soon, people say that it's late, people say it's whenever, but we will be eventually. And with my very limited Bible verse knowledge, I know one, two actually, John 3:16, that describes this pretty well. Can anybody raise your hand if you can? Word for word? That last part, everlasting life. We all want that, but we can't have it, at least. Exactly. You guys didn't do your homework. What the heck? I asked of you one thing for this, actually two things. It's to pay attention and say not yet when I point at you. Gosh, yeah, next time. It better be next time, jeez. Or Ecclesiastes 3:11. which, or at least part of it, it really, it kind of does. I saw this in my other grandma's church on a poster like 2 weeks ago. But I decided I'd add it in because I really liked it. But at least the last part of it says that we are beautiful, but in our time. It says that he has made everything beautiful in its time. Our time is this 80 or so years that we're on this earth. Our time isn't, or at least for now, isn't ever. It isn't eternity. It isn't infinity. Our time is now. Our time is the past. Our time will be the future. So we are beautiful. So hooray. I love being beautiful. But I don't know if he meant it like that. We are his works. We are his image. He is infinite. We will be. Hopefully. I think so. I think most of us will. I mean, you're here, right? So you've at least earned part of it. Way to go. So until then, our lives are short. Pretty short. When we think about it, our lives are actually very short. Like, millions of years that life has existed on this planet, we're 80 of it. Millions of years ago that Adam and Eve were created, we're 80 of it. We are, our goal is to use the most of that, whether that's speaking for however long this is going to be, I really don't know, but, or advocating, or going door-to-door selling vacuum cleaners in a wonderful outfit. You need to use that time well. I don't know if you've heard this saying, but you have, imagine, every single day, you have $86,400 in a bank account. And then after taxes, after removals, after necessities, you have $57,600. Wouldn't you want to use it? Use on every penny of it. Because the next day it's gone. You can't save it. It flies right back. There's no harnessing that money. It's gone. Wouldn't you want to save it? Donate it? Buy things? Buy a house? I don't know if that's enough for a house, to be honest. Buy a car. Okay, buy a car. But that's not just make-believe. That's not a hypothetical situation, because we have that. We have all $86,400. Not in money, but in time. Those are every second you get every day. And yet, most people in here, me included, me especially, don't use that very well. Minus the 8 or so hours you sleep, brings us to $57,600. So we're accused and probably convicted of wasting our time. Not all of it, not none of it. Because we're not always doing very meaningful things. But we want more time, right? You want to save that money for the next day. You want to put it in a savings account, get interest on it, but we can't. We can't save those seconds, at least.
Not yet.
Good job. Good job. Look at you go. Look at you go. But you know who didn't want more time? Jesus. Jesus didn't want more time. He understood that his life was a bigger purpose. He understood that he would die for the sins of everyone, and everyone would be forgiven. And he understood that he was the bigger part of that. He understood that he would die. His disciples didn't. They wanted to save him with every ounce of their body. But he didn't want them to. He was resurrected for all 3 days. But then he can't come back. At least.
Not yet.
Jeez, what the heck? What the heck, you guys? I'm only getting Josh and Missy over here. What's with the rest of you? Jeez. Sorry. Let me point to all, like I said, at least 3 of you. But we all are overcome with things, whether that be stresses, whether that be more stresses or more stresses, you know, or things that we think are more important. I mean, I basically live my life over that hour of video games that I give every night, but I shouldn't do that because that is what, $3,600 that I'm wasting every day by doing that. But it's fun, so. It's like $306,000 trip to like a trampoline park. It's not important, no, but it's fun, right? There are all sorts of stresses. There's money, there's family, there's other people's health, and then there's your health. I admit, kind of a hypochondriac, and I'm at this point ready to just let these things go and stop having thousands of doctor's appointments every month. But a while ago, it was a lot of stress, and that was really taking a toll on me. So one night, I prayed for about an hour and a half, per se, for time. If I was so stressed that I was not, that I didn't have enough time, I wanted to be able to cherish it. I wanted more. I can't get more, but I wanted to cherish it more. I wanted to love people more. I wanted to impact people more. That's why I'm here. But that helped a lot. You know how much he can help? He's pretty awesome. But it helped a lot. I'm loving people more. I'm trying to, at least. I'm trying to be more thoughtful. I'm trying to use all $86,000, if you catch my drift here. I'm trying to do more with it. I can't get more, but I'm trying to do more. And I just came up here to say that if you're not using all $86,000, then there's only one person to ask for guidance. That's the Lord. If you can't ask for more time, ask for what to do with it. Thanks.